2018 proved to be another great year for Kenyan athletes at the marathon distance. Leading the Kenyan charge was Eliud Kipchoge, who clocked 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 42 seconds to win the London Marathon April 26th. And Eliud followed that up by setting a personal best of 2 hours and 4 minutes to win the Berlin Marathon 5 months later. After winning Berlin, Kipchoge told the energetic Andy Edwards he hopes to win an Olympic medal in 2016 in the marathon. In this sunny side of sports highlight for 2015, let's listen in again to Eliud Kipchoge's comments about next year's Rio Games.
Now, after Berlin, I need to go and concentrate and prepare and plan for Rio. But before Rio, this Berlin, Rio is still some 11 months to go. I need to run one marathon before Rio, but exactly I don't know which one, but I need to go for one marathon and then go to Rio.
Because your record now is so impressive, 6 marathons, 5 wins and a second place. I mean, perhaps some might say, well, why run another marathon? But is it that you want to, before the Olympics, but is it that you want to keep in that groove? I mean, there's the danger of sometimes overtraining and not having enough racing.
Well, 11 months is too long, and you need to have a race, another marathon to tell to put that and test it to put the out the Rex, and also to tell to put the undermine. Another marathon is coming. You know, it's the main thing is the mind, not the body. If the mind, if you train for 11 months, true. The mind might get tired, so it's better for the body to get tired than the mind to get tired. So I hope for both the mind and the body, then I'll have to have one marathon before Olympics.
So it's interesting because you've talked before about how important the mind is. So that would be one of the big spring marathons, I presume, next year.
Hopefully, yes.
Is there another danger? I mean, you're a man who seems to have avoided the dangers, the pitfalls of training. You've got the training right for the marathon. But, you know, I can imagine a lot of people say, if I'm going to the Olympics, I've got to train extra hard, or I've got to do more, I've got to do something different to what I have been doing. I mean, would you anticipate doing anything that much different?
Not really, but, you know, I've been with my coach for the rest of my life in athletics, and I don't think I can have something, but I will continue with a normal program, and it will help me to come with a medal or with a gold medal in Rio. My program actually has been very good. It gives me good preparation, and that's what and that's the goal for each sportsman, that better preparation is better than if you prepare very well, then winning can come.
And you mentioned your coach, Patrick Sang. So he's been with you from the start. I mean, people have talked about seeing you in 2003 winning that 5,000 metres on the track at the World Championships and beating Kenenisa Bekele, Hicham El-Gharouj as well. Have you and Patrick plotted a long-term approach to your athletics career?
It's really a very long time. From this is 12 years now. I have never been coached by anybody in my life in athletics. Yeah.
But when you came together, did you eventually say, or did you say to yourselves, well, one day it'll be the marathon, or was it a case of, well, let's get all we can out of your career on the track first?
We plan, actually my plan was to run very well for a ticket, which worked very well. After 2012, then we decided to move to the road and to the marathon. And the transition actually was good, and that's why I can say our plan and preparation actually are up to date.
How did you and Patrick Sang meet? Was it a chance meeting, or did somebody say, hey, you two should get together and one be the coach and one be the runner?
We come from the same village.
So it was as simple as that. You were like, yes, almost neighbours.
We are neighbours.
I mean, 12, well, more than 12 years, well, so, yes, let's say 12, 15 years ago. I mean, yes. Was it literally a case of you were in one house and he was in another in the same village?
Oh, it's maybe about 1 kilometre, 2 kilometres apart.
Well, I think the rest of the world's runners, or runners outside of Kenya, will just stand back and think, "Oh, that's quite a story." Well, it sounds like you and Patrick Sang, your coach, will be planning as carefully as you've done already for 12 years or so for, well, all being well, that Olympic marathon in Rio. Eliud Kipchoge, the winner in Berlin this year. Thanks very much. Thank you, Eliud.
Thank you, too. Thank you very much.
Kenya Athletics is ending the year with a doping cloud hanging over the country's long-distance runners who have been renowned for decades for their international success. Three top Kenyan athletic officials were recently suspended for their roles in allegedly covering up positive doping tests. Dick Pound, the former president of the World Anti-Doping Agency, has said, and I quote, "It's pretty clear there is a lot of performance-enhancing drugs being used in Kenya." In August, at the World Championships in Beijing, two Kenyan athletes, Joyce Sakari and Koki Manunga, were suspended after testing positive for doping. The suspensions and doping allegations swirling around Kenya have some questioning the country's performance at the World Championships, where it became the first African nation to top the medals table. In this sunny side of sports highlight for 2015, reporter Shagun Dot on the spot Adeyemi looks back on Kenya's history-making performance in Beijing.
Good evening, Africa. Kenya has made history by becoming the first African nation to emerge the overall winner of the two yearly World Athletics Championships. The East African nation finished on top of the medals table at the 15th edition of the championships. Kenya won a total of 7 gold, 6 silver, and 3 bronze medals to finish ahead of Jamaica with 7 gold, 2 silver, and 3 bronze medals, and the United States with 6 each of gold, silver, and bronze. Until this year's edition, Kenya's best outing was a second place overall finish at the 2007 edition of the championships in Osaka, Japan. In the first edition of the championships in Helsinki, Finland in 1983, Kenya did not even appear on the medals table. Altogether, 8 African teams made it to the medals table at the 2015 edition. They are, in the order in which they finished, Kenya, Ethiopia, South Africa, Eritrea, Egypt, Tunisia, Morocco, and Uganda. Congratulations to Kenya, the overall winner of the 2015 World Athletics Championships, for this great achievement. In one of the highlights, the final day, African runners made it a 1-2 finish in the women's marathon. Mary Dibaba of Ethiopia won the gold in 2 hours, 27 minutes and 35 seconds. She was followed by Hella Kiprop of Kenya in 2 hours, 27 minutes and 36 seconds. For the sunny side of sports, this is Shegun Adeyemi in Lagos.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Kenya's 7th and final gold medal in Beijing was won by Asbel Kiprop, who came from behind to win his 3rd consecutive world title in the men's 1500 meters final.
I knew that when it comes the last 200, 250 meters, remember that's how McLaughlin won Olympics in London, here in the last 250. I've been looking at his qualifying rounds when he races my colleague here. They've been running both of them the last 250 meters. But when you compare his last 50 meters, it's not moving. So I was a little bit confident that maybe that's where I could catch them.
That's Asbel Kiprop of Kenya, the three-time world champion in the men's 1500 meters race. And Kiprop was speaking in Beijing, China. Kenya's six other gold medal winners in Beijing were Julius Yago in the men's javelin, David Rudisha in the men's 800 meters race, Nicholas Bett in the men's 400 meters hurdles race, Ezekiel Kemboy in the men's 3000 meters steeplechase race, Hyvin Jepkemoy in the women's 3000 meters steeplechase race, and Vivian Chariot in the women's 10,000 meters final. Truly a great showing by the Kenyans at the World Athletics Championships. Meanwhile, two Kenyans who won gold medals at this year's World Championships in Beijing have received a big honor in Nairobi. The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma has that story.
Julius Yago and Vivian Chariot were crowned the 2015 Kenya Male and Female Athlete of the Year. Yago, the world javelin champion, is the first Kenyan to win a gold medal in a field event on the global stage. Chariot earned accolade after winning the 10,000 meters at the World Championship. Four-time world 3,000 meters steeplechase champion Ezekiel Kemboy received the men's long distance award, while three-time world 1500 meter champion Asbel Kiprop received the middle distance award. World 400-meter hurdles champion Nicholas Bett bagged the Outstanding Performance Award. Eliud Kipchoge, victor at the London and Berlin Marathons, scooped the Men's Roadrunning Award, while Gladys Cherono, the Berlin Marathon winner, bagged the Women's Roadrunning Award. Kumari Turkey, the 1500-meter gold medalist at the World Youth Championship, Africa Youth Championship, and Commonwealth Youth Games, earned the Young Male Athlete of the Year Award, while World Youth 2000-meter steeplechase champion Selfyn Chespol was named the Young Female Athlete of the Year.
Thanks, Mark. That's the VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma. I'm VOA's Sonny Young.